Welcome to the Hoosier Ag Today Friday podcast on May 31st, 2024. Good morning. I'm Andy Eubank. The HAT podcast made possible by First Farmers Bank and Trust. Experience banking built on heart, grit, and agriculture. Check them out at ffbt.com and stop by your local branch, too. Eric Pfeiffer and Sabrina Halverson on the news today, including the new planting weather forecast, and USDA is headed on a trade mission to Vietnam. Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin's planting weather says the great finish to the work week weather is coming to an end as rains come back in. And yesterday's ag markets week across the board, we have settlements and Mike Silver market analysis on the Hoosier Ag Today Friday podcast.
At First Farmers Bank and Trust, agriculture has been a cornerstone of our business for more than 135 years. Our personal relationships within the ag community run deep for multiple generations. If you're looking for a financial partner that knows, understands, and supports agriculture, we want to hear from you. Let's grow success together. Visit us online at ffbt.com or visit any of our branches to meet an ag expert in your area. First Farmers Bank and Trust. Member FDIC. Equal opportunity lender.
Turning wet again and USDA gearing up for its next trade mission. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today. A fantastic finish to this week just might be getting you excited about some field work. But Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin says, Mother Nature has other plans. Sunshine today will be great for drying.
But we need about 3 to 4 more days of this to be able to get to do anything. And that's just not happening. Clouds increase on Saturday. Rains will be here from mid to late morning on through sunset. I think we pick up anywhere from 1/4 to 3/4 of an inch of moisture over 90% of Indiana. Yes, there'll be a few holes, but nobody's really missing this rain event for sure.
Ryan is a bit of a killjoy, isn't he? Martin's Sunday forecast includes on-again, off-again clouds, but not much new precipitation.
Monday through Thursday of next week, we're very unsettled. We have pop-up activity that can happen pretty much every day. The Monday-Tuesday time frame, 40 to 50% coverage. Wednesday-Thursday, closer to 70-75% coverage. Combined over the four-day period, we've got 100% coverage of rains, 1/2 to 2 inches. So not helpful there at all.
Late next week, Martin says cold Canadian air tries to push in over the Great Lakes region.
While this gives mostly just cloud cover to Indiana, we keep the moisture farther north in Michigan, it does limit how fast we dry. Without good sunshine, if we have lots of clouds around, and if we see cool temperatures, we're just not going to have evaporation be what it should and could be for early parts of June. So we're going to have to watch for that. I don't think, again, we add a lot of additional moisture in the Friday, Saturday, Sunday time frame, but we don't dry things very quick at all.
Martin provides his Indiana farm forecast each weekday in the HAT podcast. Check it out at HoosierAgToday.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. USDA is gearing up for its next trade mission, this time to Vietnam. Sabrina Halverson reports how the agency is encouraging ag leaders and producers to join them and find new export opportunities for Indiana's ag products.
June 4th is the deadline to apply for the September trade mission to Vietnam. USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs, Alexis Taylor, says there are opportunities for more specialty crops.
Products like cotton, dairy, dried distillers grains for animal feed, fresh fruit, poultry, soybeans and tree nuts really were some of the leading categories. But I think there are increasingly some exciting opportunities as we also work on the market access side of the equation for our specialty crop producers. We're also working on a priority of opening up the Vietnamese market to U.S. stone fruit, so things like peaches and nectarines.
Though delegates will be in Vietnam, there will be opportunities for meetings with ag leaders from other areas as well.
Whenever I'm in another country, I always meet with government counterparts and work on trade policy issues, amplify maybe challenges or new opportunities that we have bilaterally in that market. But the real focus is for those businesses as we set up those business-to-business meetings. I think we will see a really great delegation from the United States, from the food and ag sector. And we're excited and working hard to set up really qualified, reliable partners for them to meet with on the importer side. We are also bringing in buyers from across the region. So we will be in two cities in Vietnam. We are going to both Ho Chi Minh City and Hanoi, but we will bring in buyers from Burma or Myanmar, Cambodia, and Thailand. So we're not only tapping into the Vietnamese market, but really expanding our reach regionally as well for those businesses that join us.
The trade mission is September 9th through the 13th. Applications are available through the USDA website. We've put a link on ours, HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Sabrina Halverson.
And I'm Eric Pfeiffer. Hoosier Ag Today, timely, relevant, credible.
As a lending cooperative owned by farmers, Farm Credit Mid-America is committed to securing the future of rural communities and agriculture. That's why our customers have had access to agricultural loans, leases, and crop insurance from a lender who is focused on farmers' futures for over a century. Visit us online at fcma.com to experience what it's like to work with a lender who understands farmers' needs. Loans and leases subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender and provider.
Attention farmers and equipment dealers. Are you tired of premature wear and tear plaguing your John Deere combine? Say goodbye to frequent replacements and hello to durability with meticulously crafted John Deere wear parts from Eile Fabrications. Eile uses superior metal materials to ensure extended wear for your combine. Their premium quality parts won't break the bank. Elevate your harvest season. Visit Eile Fabrications online. IHLEFabrications.com. Restore, protect, repair. Eile Fabrications.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. We've got no major changes in our outlook here going forward. Here's what's going on. Short term, today it is a spectacular day. Lots of sunshine, blue sky, temperatures very pleasant, evaporation near a maximum. This is just a spectacular setup all the way through the day. Do not waste this opportunity to be outside. However, for field work, I don't know. We haven't had a lot of drying here yet to cover the rains that we saw earlier in the week. At least that's what I'm being told. So a touch and go if you can. Probably should take advantage of it. Overnight to tonight, we'll start to see clouds build in western Indiana. And I think showers are starting to push into the state tomorrow midday, early afternoon, continuing through the evening and early overnight. By the time we get to Sunday, moisture's out of here. I think combined for here Saturday, we're looking at a quarter to three quarters of an inch, 90% coverage. Sunday stays mostly dry, a mix of clouds and sunshine, but nothing in here dramatic. Monday starts with some sun, clouds coming back midday and afternoon, and we have to deal with showers to finish out the day. A tenth to half an inch coverage around 70% of the state. From there forward, Monday forward, we're looking at hit and miss activity. It's very unsettled for the Monday through Thursday time frame. Honestly, we look for daily coverages, probably 60% or less, but combined over the four-day period, 100% coverage of rains totaling half to 2 inches. That's the story for next week, Monday through Thursday. And then late in the week, massive cold air surge comes in over the Great Lakes. So that means cloud cover, I think, holds firm off and on, or at least we see some clouds through the Friday, Saturday, Sunday time frame. Moisture may be limited to Michigan, but the cool temperatures will be felt all the way down here into the Hoosier State. So that's going to limit drying a little bit, even after the moisture is done. And we are looking at a pattern that goes drier for the week of the 10th. But we have to get this cool Canadian air out of the Great Lakes region first. That's the way your forecast is stacking up. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
From the Farm Bill to foreign farmland ownership and international trade, ag policy is having a big impact on Indiana farming operations. The Hoosier Ag Today Indiana Ag Policy Podcast provides in-depth coverage on these and many other important and complex issues. Get the details behind the headlines with the Indiana Ag Policy Podcast, hosted by Eric Pfeiffer. You can find it at HoosierAgToday.com, the Hoosier Ag Today mobile app, and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Corn, soybeans, and wheat all lower. Yet again, a sell-off across grains and oilseeds. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Andy Eubank with the Thursday Farm Market Review. We'll have all the settlements coming up. We begin, though, with market analysis. I grabbed it near the end of the session from Mike Silver of Kokomo Grain. Mike, wheat leads the way lower on maybe some profit-taking, also some added wetness in forecasts in the Black Sea area. But corn and beans don't get any kind of a pull from the wheat market. Trade lower. It seems the trade is fairly confident about planting progress right now, and the markets have been trending down.
You nailed it, Andy. That's exactly what's going on. It has been a really slow news day today. And unfortunately, there is a lot of red on the quote board today. The stock market is down. The S&P is down. Commodities are down. Livestock futures. Well, the only thing that I'm showing up right now are some July lean hogs. The cattle are down. Feeder cattle are down. So it's just it's a kind of an ugly day. Basically, you're right. The funds right now do not see any reason to push commodity futures higher. The old adage, rain makes grain. On top of the planning progress report that we had earlier in the week, that came out a day late because of the holiday on Monday. But U.S. is 83% planted for corn, 73% in Indiana. Iowa is 88% planted, and Illinois 80%. Those are pretty much in line with the five-year average pace. The soybeans right now, soybean planting 68% national, 69% in Indiana, Illinois is 72%, and Iowa is 73%. So really, the rains that have kind of delayed some planting progress, basically, we're pretty much right now back to the normal average five-year pace across the country. Now, here in Indiana, in our conference call this morning across all of our locations, for the most part, we are just about to wrap up planting here in Indiana, although there are some areas of the state that have had considerable precipitation, and there are some areas, especially in northeastern Indiana in particular, up the I-69 corridor on up toward the Michigan line and some other scattered areas across northern Indiana, that there's quite a few acres in some of those townships in particular to be planted. But for all practical purposes right now, I think the market's attitude is rain makes grain. And with the soil moisture where it is right now, commodity funds in particular are just not interested right now in buying into this market. In fact, they are more interested in maintaining and building a short position. As of right now, funds are short about 615 million bushel of corn, and they're short about 150 million bushel of beans. They're also short the wheat market. And that's in spite of the fact that Russia and Ukraine have some issues that have helped propel the wheat market higher. And at the time that that was happening, it was aiding corn and soybeans with a little upside momentum. But that is all basically stopped right now. We did not get any export sales numbers this morning. They'll be out tomorrow morning at 8:30. They were delayed because, again, of the Memorial Day holiday. A positive number that we did get today was in the EIA report on corn use for ethanol. This last week was up 5 million bushel at 108.46 million bushel of corn used to make ethanol last week. Average daily production was up last week compared to the week before, and ethanol stocks were actually a little lower. So our domestic ethanol market, that's looking good in terms of corn use for ethanol, and we should be able to meet the balance sheet projections in that regard as far as corn usage is concerned. Now, the export sales program, that's another story. Our export sales, we'll get those out, as I said, tomorrow at 8:30. The anticipation is that we'll see somewhere. I've got some trade estimates here. Let me get my finger on that really quick here. I know I have it here. Just looking at it. The 23-24 crop, the range of estimates is 600,000 to 1 million metric tons. That's in the 23-24 crop. Upside of the 24-25, that's the crop that's in the ground right now, 400 200,000 tons is the up end of the estimate. The soybeans, 200 to 400 in the 2300 crop, 23-24 crop year, and 150 is the upside in the 24-25 crop. And the wheat harvest is going to start here in Indiana a little earlier this year, it appears, than it has in the past several years. And for the most part, the wheat looks really good. I'm a little bit concerned about some of the wet weather on some of this wheat as it's starting to turn now. And obviously, it's headed really good, and it's susceptible to that vomitoxin that we certainly, and I'm not predicting that's going to happen, but certainly we would like it to get sunny and the sunshine and some nice temperatures to bring this wheat crop on. But later here in the month of June, I think we'll see an early start to wheat harvest. Right now, Andy, farmer movement of grain is pretty slow. Farmers did avail themselves of the opportunity when we saw the uptick in corn and soybean prices to move more of their 23 harvested grain that they had in storage, either on the farm or in the elevator, get that priced. And as I mentioned in previous day's reports, with the funds short, the farmer selling has helped, I won't use the verb helped, because it has actually subdued the upward movements somewhat of the upward movement of the grain prices, simply because as the funds were covering those shorts, farmers were making sales to get grain price, so that has limited some of the upside opportunity. But it's still early in the growing season right now. It looks like the funds want to be short. It is. Tomorrow is the last trading day of the month of May. As farmers have wrapped up their 24 planting season, I would encourage them to take a look at their old crop grain position and their new crop grain position, get open orders in the marketplace. And again, price activity of the last 30 days has shown us that folks that have orders in the market are likely to get those sold and those orders filled in the wee hours of the morning, when there's usually not a grain merchant around to buy that grain in anything other than an open order. So I encourage folks, if they don't have open orders in the market, to give that serious consideration and to get some open orders in the market. Tomorrow is, as I said, the last trading day of the month of May, and then we'll flip the old calendar over to June and see what Mother Nature has in store for us as we continue to get this 24 corn and soybean crop on its way to hopefully another year of very, very good yields across the Corn Belt, and in particular here in Indiana.
Mike Silver, Kokomo Grain. Mike, an analyst and broker there. And if you'd like to get in touch, call 800-666-0613. More numbers now. Settlements from Thursday trade. July corn 6.5 lower, ends at 448¾. December 471, down 7¾. July beans 1209¾, down 4¼. August almost 6 cents lower. November 6¾ off at 1190. And July wheat 681, a loss of 11¾. Meats did finish mixed. June live cattle down 80 cents at 182.55. The June lean hog contract picks up 20 cents, going to 93.97. I'm Andy Eubank with the Thursday Market Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's most listened to farm network.